Episode 1341, What is Your Intention?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I pray that you are feeling absolutely fabulous. Yes, it's time to get your health on. Are you ready? What is your intention? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, what is your intention? Not many stop long enough to think about how they want to feel and what it will look like to live a healthy lifestyle. Most just jump into a program thinking that all the answers will be given to them. No worries. No reason to think about lifestyle before committing to transformation. Just all in. Let's do this. Come on, we got it. And then what happens? Yeah, life gets in the way. You get in your way. The bills get in the way. Your husband gets in the way. The children get in the way. The dinner gets in the way. The activities get in the way. Everything. Previous commitments cloud your new goals. Too many options, all the more confusion. Why does living healthy have to be so challenging? That's a big one. If I had a dollar for every single time I was asked that question or something to that degree, I wouldn't need to work, and neither would my husband, and probably about 300 or 400 or 500 more families. Because for some reason, we think that changing our lifestyle is just going to be a piece of cake. And you know, getting that piece of cake is a lot easier than changing our lifestyle. And it's a lot more tastier too. I mean, come on, especially if you like icing. I'm not an icing person, but if you like it, right, double up on it. We get set in our ways very easy. The thing is we think we can get out of them too. So why does healthy living have to be so challenging? You would think it would be easy, right? Just eat right, exercise more, sleep well, and minimize stress. Sounds super simple. Sign me up. But it's not, exclamation point. How can you set yourself up for success before you even commit? Well, you have to look at the question, what is your intention? What is it? Until that question is answered, you will find yourself battling over the old you and the new you. You'll be stuck in aesthetics, looking only on the outside, aiming for a certain size or a certain outfit. Yeah, I just want to look really good. So when I go on fall break down south, I want to look good in my bikini. Okay, that's not me. I'm just giving that as an example. I'm just telling you, after 5 children, bikini is not really an option. No, maybe only in my backyard, but not so much in public. But that's for another episode. But when we're looking at it from aesthetically, what is what? Beautiful to the eye, that's not going to take you very far. Because you see, as you get older, what you see as beautiful changes. Think about it. It does. For one reason, we have a greater appreciation as we get older. Why? Because we're wiser. We've had different experiences, and our different experiences and circumstances has shaped what we think and our thought processes. So when we're just sitting here going, well, yeah, I just really want to look good in that, you know, outfit, or I want to be a size 4-6 like I was in high school. Good luck. Maybe you can for a little while, but can you sustain it? There has to be something more. You were made for more. So what is your intention? When you're sitting here trying to live healthy and finding kind of that perfect way of living that, oh, well, you still get to eat chocolate, but you're not going to look like, you know, a huge, who was it in Star Wars? The big, he wasn't a frog, but you know who I'm talking about. Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, that's it. I would eventually remember it. Sorry. But yeah, I mean, that's just kind of, I know, pretty grotesque, isn't it? If you haven't seen Jabba the Hutt, go look it up. Go Google it. But he's an ugly little thing, and he's not little by any means. But we don't want to be Jabba the Hutt. We want to be able to move, but we also want to be able to enjoy life. We don't want to sit here and have to eat or act and live like a model does when we're 35, 45, 55, 65, 75 years old. We want something more. And I got to tell you, those temptations, brick walls, they're going to come up. You must have more than just aesthetics. You got to go deeper. How do you want to feel after the next 12 weeks of dedicated work, for example? Now, some would say 12 weeks, that's a long time. That's only 3 months. That's a quarter. That's not long at all. Just think about it. We're almost in the last quarter of 2018. What would happen for you if you could do something in the last quarter of 2018? What is your intention? What is it that you really want? You got to go deeper. So you got to gain clarity on your intention. How do you do that? Well, you got to create your bullseye. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Create your bullseye. Not just the, oh, I just want to kind of get on the dartboard. I want to be there. I want to be dead center. It's my bullseye. Your bullseye is more than what you see. So let's break it down. 5 questions for you. And I got to tell you, there's a lot more to this than just 5 questions, but you have to start somewhere. So we're going to start with the 5 questions. Now, if you're one who says, okay, I can kind of break this down, but I want to go even deeper than this, then remember, I've got a complimentary coaching call for you. All you have to do is click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. When you do that, a little form will pop up, fill it out, and it comes directly to me. Nobody else's eyes see it. Now, I have had some that end up in my junk or spam folder, and they get hidden away, and sometimes it takes me a little while to find them. I do go back at least every few weeks and look there. But if you have contacted me and you're like, I haven't heard from you, you may have ended up somewhere in outer space and it never got to me. So I'm not ignoring you. I promise I'm not ignoring you. Send me another message. And if you want, just send me a note, christianne@createyournow.com. That's it. I gave you my personal email. I'm here for you. And simply say, I want a complimentary coaching call. And we'll get you set up with it. So let's talk about how you create your bullseye. 5 questions. Number 1, what is it that you really want? Not what you really need, because all of us need to be healthier. You could be the healthiest person on this planet and you still could be healthier. There's still room always, always there's room for improvement. So I want you to really explore the question, what is it that you really want? What is it? It can't just be something like, I want to get in that swimsuit, or I want to look really, you know, sexy when I go to bed with my husband. There's more to that than just that. Not that any of those are bad, but there's something more. I want you to go deeper. Number 2, what does it look like? Now, on this one, I want you to use descriptive words that brings your entire being to life. It wakes you up. So what does it look like? You already know what you really, really want. So what does that look like to you? Paint yourself a picture using words. Now, you can expand on that and get pictures. But I'm not going to go too far because I don't want to complicate it for you. So start with just using descriptive words. What does it look like? Number three, what does it feel like? Now, I know this might be kind of a weird example, but it was one that just came to me. A kid in a candy shop. Think back when you were little. Now, we didn't really have a lot of candy shops where we were. We had the soda fountain, and then we had the dime store in one of our little towns that we lived. Remember, I've moved my entire life. But in this small little town, there was the little corner store, and we would go, and they would have the soda fountains. And we could go in there and get an ice cream cone or soda. Yeah, root beer float. You got it. You knew what I was thinking already. Yeah, well, that was my favorite. And then if we wanted, once in a while, there would be candy. But usually, it honestly was a very, very, very special occasion. We just didn't have candy every day. Not like we do now. I mean, you know, you go to any store and it's like, oh, I can have this, that, and the other. There's like no surprises. You don't have to wait till Halloween to trick or treat. You don't have to wait. And you know, that when we went trick-or-treating, man, that candy lasted for a year. We didn't go through it in like 2 days. It was like we just really stretched it out because we just, number one, we didn't have a lot of money. But the money that we did have, we didn't spend it on candy. It was truly a treat. So that's what I think about, like a kid in a candy shop, right? You're standing there and you look around and you have anything and everything at your fingertips, any type of sugary sweet. You got it. You can have it. So what does it feel like for you and what you really, really want? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And number four, how will your life change when you put your new self into action? This is the take aim part, right? Action ignites motivation. It keeps you going. It's that next step. Because when you hit those brick walls, you're going to need a next step. So how will your life change when you put your new self into action? It's not just what will it look like. Maybe for you, it's like, well, I'm going to have more energy. Well, what does that mean when you're going to have more energy? How does that look to you when it's an action? Oh, well, I get to chase my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old. Yes. I cannot wait to be able to hold and love on my grandchildren and not have to worry about gasping for breath all the time. I can keep up with them. What is it for you? How will your life change when you are in your new self and you put yourself into action? And finally, number five, what's the greatest reward you will receive? Now, did you notice here in all of this stuff about creating your bullseye, there's not a mention about a habit and there's not a mention about a goal? Why? Because you're going to fall flat on those. Your subconscious is already going to try to overrule anything when you start thinking, I got to create a new habit. Oh, wait, I've got to remember that this is my goal. This is where I'm headed for. No, 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 no. Check it out the door for a moment. I know. Go figure. I want you to be successful for you, not for anybody else, not for anybody else who's written books on goals and habits and all of this. I want you to be successful in your life and be your best selfie. And in order to do that, you need to know your greatest reward. What's the greatest reward you will receive? Only you can answer that. And it's going to be different for each of us. And there's no right or wrong. Maybe the greatest reward is that, you know what? Yeah, I am going to have more energy. You know what? I'm not going to be so consumed by the food that I want to consume. I'm going to go live the life that God had intended me. I'm going to go travel the world. That's what I want to do. I don't have to worry about, can I climb this mountain? I'm going to climb the mountain. That's my reward. What is it for you? Anyone can want to change. Only a few will choose to create their change. When are you going to start? Create your bullseye today. Go out with a smile, knowing that, yeah, maybe you won't get it right the first time or the second or the third, but one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Create your now and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.